and today, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Saturday afternoon high school basketball here today on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic today. Live from Unadilla Valley High School, it's the MAC Girls Basketball Division I tiebreaker as Unitigo will take on Sydney here today, again, on a neutral floor here at UV High School. So I want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Well, Coach, you got your notes all set. Not a lot separates these two teams. They had two fantastic games during the regular season. I really don't know what to expect here today.
I don't either, Nate. Both teams are in conference with a record of 6-2. On January 6th, Sydney beat Unitigo at home, and on the 31st, Unitigo took down Sydney. Here's the most interesting thing. If you look at the combined cumulative score over two games, there's only a three-point differential. And today, they're on a neutral court.
That's remarkable. And usually in this rivalry, the home court means a lot. And it was funny this year that the road team won both of the regular season matchups. And for a lot of the regular season in Division I in the MAC, it was Delhi, too. It was a three-team race for most of the season. It just so happened to be that these two teams, when it was all said and done, we're tied, and that's why we have the tiebreaker. So I had a lot of people asking me questions. The boys in the MAC are not split up into divisions, but the girls are. So that's why we have the tiebreaker here today. It's 2 years in a row that we've had a tiebreaker game. Just a lot of good basketball being played locally.
Yeah, and you know, they could have a three-team tiebreaker.
Yes, that's when it starts to get messy.
So. I know, absolutely.
We've had some situations over the years where they weren't able to break a tie. They didn't have time for a tiebreaker. They're pulling names out of a hat. They're flipping coins. I mean, it's nice that we do get the tiebreaker game here because you don't have to go to that third-party scenario where somebody gets left out because of a, you know, pulled names out of a hat scenario.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of parity in Class C this year in Section 4. It's the team that is going to end up playing the best and execute the best. They're going to win.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. The sectional tournament is right around the corner, and we can talk about that as well as the MAC championship right after a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Pete and I will be right back. We'll take a quick break. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Sydney and Unitigo live from UV, the MAC girls basketball division tiebreaker game here this afternoon on WCDO.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
It's our Butler Auto pregame show here today as we have the Unitigo girls taking on Sydney. Again, we're live at Unadilla Valley, a neutral court And let's talk a little bit about why they selected to have the game here. I got that question a lot this week as well. Well, number one is Unadilla Valley is a school that's willing to host. That's the number one thing you need, is a school that's willing to open their doors. And it's so much more than just, hey, come play at our school. You got to have your staff here, a lot of the people that work the table, the custodial staff. It takes a lot, your concession stand people, to put on a game like this. Unadilla Valley also has excellent parking, and they have enough seating for a game like this. In fact, the MAC Championship and the Tri-Valley Championship will be here next Saturday. And for that reason is why it's here. So obviously they wanted to have it on a neutral floor, but you need a school to step up like that. So kudos, in my book, to UV for hosting us here today. So, Coach, do you think the neutral floor plays into this at all? What do you think?
Absolutely. And the way I look at it is pretty equidistant to both schools, but it gives the girls a sense of playoff basketball outside of their own gym. And going into the divisional championships and the sectionals, this is what you want for your team. Get them a little exposure in a different gym for a big game.
I mean, I know they play here most years during the regular season, but now whoever wins this game will advance to the championship. They'll play right here next Saturday against Green. Will that help one of these two teams next week to just say, hey, we've been here, done that, been on this floor before?
Absolutely.
I would think so, too.
It'll make a big difference.
So I'm also intrigued today here, Coach. We got a lot of size on both sides. We got some great guard play. From you looking over the numbers, what do you think might be the difference here today when two teams are this well matched up against one another?
It's all going to come down to execution. These teams are so alike in ability. It's going to come down to who gets the 50-50 balls. What we used to tell our girls when we were in big games like this is every play matters. And even if you're down 8 points or up 8 points, you want to position yourself where you're not in a close game at the end. So the team that really works, gets the 50-50 balls and executes, I think they're going to be the winner today.
I totally agree. And something we were saying the last time these two teams met up is that you have a superstar in Ava Sirigliano for Sydney. You have a superstar for Unitigo in Lizzie Kraft. It'll be, what does everybody else do? What do those role players do, the help-type players? Who's going to step up and have a big game on either side? And that could be the difference here today as well. Getting who's going to be that player that averages 2 or 4 points a game that has 10 today, right? I think
Absolutely.
That could be huge. All right, it's our Butler Auto pregame show here live from Unadilla Valley. You know, we were just saying a few minutes ago, I thought there'd be more people, but the door just continues to swing open, more people walking in. And again, the winner today will move on to the MAC Championship game, which will be next Saturday right back here at Unadilla Valley. They're going to do both Tri-Valley Championship games here and both MAC Championship games. We're going to broadcast all four right here next Saturday. So if you're bored or driving around or whatever, you care about one of the teams that's going to be in those games, you can certainly turn your dial to here next weekend. Here are the Tri-Valley matchups. Morris Boys will be taking on... Oh, boy, just off the top of my head. Morris Boys are taking on... I know the girls' matchup. Cherry Valley Springfield girls will be taking on Skenivas. That's the 2 versus 4. Morris Boys will be taking on the Milford Boys. That's also a 2 versus 4. So both one seeds got bounced out of the tournament in the Tri-Valley. We still don't know about the MAC. The boys' semifinals will be this Tuesday coming up. And then, obviously, Green has already punched their ticket, and we'll know later on today if it's going to be against Sydney or against Unitigo. And Unitigo is the defending champs, too. So they have a lot riding on the line here this afternoon. I'm sure they want to get back and defend their title. What would you tell your team if you're in the locker room today before you come out here? Because you've been coaching in big games like this before, and I don't know, are there words you can tell a group of young players like this before they take the floor?
Yeah, I actually talked to both coaches before the game. Coach Pierce from Sydney, he wants to take care of the ball. He told his girls, don't be intimidated by the atmosphere, get used to the crowd. This event isn't bigger than you. He wants to permit Unitigo to one shot on offense and handle McCoy and Kraft. On the Unitigo side with Coach Z, he's looking for his team to shoot well. Their motto all season has been defend and rebound. And this team has been on a little run. If you look at the history this season, they lost 2 in a Christmas tournament to Whitesboro and Cooperstown. and then they lost on January 3rd and January 5th to Sydney, four in a row, and they bounced back from that. So what I would tell my team is play hard. You go out, you do what we've been doing all year to get you to this point, and you make every play count and have fun. And don't worry if you make a mistake.
Thinking back to doing that Unitego game at Sydney, when Unitego lost a close one there, there was tears in the eyes of the girls, and a lot of people asked me, why are they crying? It's a December game. And it was like, well, they know that this could have big implications down the road in the MAC. Fortunately for them, they fought hard, and after that Christmas break where they had those little hiccups, they were tremendous, and they've earned this chance to get back here to the tiebreaker game. All right, it's our Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will get you set for tip-off. We're going to pause for the national anthem and the starting lineups. The MAC girls basketball tiebreaker game here today, live from Unadilla Valley. It's Unitego and Sydney on WCDO.
Looking for a hardware and feed store with excellent customer service and a knowledgeable staff? Jan and the team provide all that at Canal Street Hardware, Route 12 in Oxford. Stocked with everything for winter, including hand warmers, two-cycle oil, batteries, heat tape, plumbing, stovepipe and gasket, fire brick, and keystone feed. They can even fill propane, make hydraulic hoses, make chainsaw chains, and storm windows. Canal Street Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 till 2. Located on Route 12, right in the heart of Oxford. Canal Street Hardware, your hometown hardware and feed store.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events.
Order your takeout for this Sunday's big game. Wing and pizza deals available. Call Jerry's Inn at 320-4545. That's 320-4545.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. MAC girls tiebreaker game here today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Don't want to forget our online listeners. That's all courtesy of SFCU. Also, our listeners in Norwich on 92.3, our new frequency over there. All right, let's get you the starting lineups first for Unitego. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim for head coach Bob Z and assistant coach Brian Bertzel. They'll start with senior number 2, Bailey McCoy, junior number 10, Madison Bertzel, freshman number 11, Harley Bertzel. They're going to start with senior number 20, Caitlin Henn, and junior number 22, Lizzie Kraft. On the other side for the Sydney Sabres and head coach Don Pierce, they're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. They'll start with senior number 2, Ava Sirigliano, junior number 4, Bree Taylor, junior number 10, Bella West, senior number 12, Michaela Bales, and junior number 22, Maya Paul. How important is this first 2-3 minutes of this game here, Coach?
Absolutely. You want to get grounded. You want to play your own game. You want to get into your own rhythm, and you want to defend well.
All right. The crowd is continuing to trickle in here. The Unitego student section is ready to go, as well as the Sydney student section. Ava Sirigliano will jump it up at midcourt against Lizzie Kraft for Unitigo. Ava, of course, for Sydney. And we'll be all set to go here in just a second. There's our final whistle, and the opening tap will go to Unitigo as they go right to left on your radio dial. Again in the green with the white trim. Thanks for joining us live here from Unadilla Valley. The Mac girls tiebreaker game is underway. Unitigo with the basketball. Chance of defense from the student section. Spartans have it. They'll skip it across. Right corner three here. Harley Burtzel left it short. Rebound Lizzie Kraft trying to go to work underneath. Up off the glass. Hit the rim. No good. We got a jump ball on the rebound. Bree Taylor, tough inside, is able to grab that, and the arrow will give it to Sydney. Good look there on the opening possession.
Yeah, two really good shots.
So Sydney will work it in. Some full court pressure for Unitigo, but this time Sydney will break it. Ava Sirigliano goes to the right side. Bella West for three. Cash for Bella West. Didn't wait too long to chuck it up, and in it goes. 3-0 lead for Sydney. Nice look there for Bella. Unitigo brings it back down the floor, going right to left. Harley Burtzel will feed one for Lizzie Kraft to the left side for Bailey McCoy. She steps in for a three and got it. Big shot right back for Bailey, and we're tied 3-3. Sydney with the ball in the backcourt. Sirigliano across midcourt down the left side as Sydney goes left to right. Skipping it back for Bella West. High post now for Bree Taylor. Back for Ava. Long three here is off the back of the rim. A rebound is tapped into the hands of Bailey McCoy. And Bailey down the left side will hold on to it. Go for a chest pass here for Harley Burtzel. They settle in with 20 on the shot clock. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied 3-3. Here's Harley Burtzel for three. Off the front of the rim, no. Lizzie Kraft the rebound. Puts it up and it's fouled at the right low block with 6:25 to go in the first quarter. Coach, your thoughts so far in a 3-3 game?
I think both teams are playing very tenacious on the defensive side of the ball.
And so this will be Lizzie Kraft at the line here for Unitigo. Her first shot is up and in. So Lizzie hits that first shot.
I like the ball pressure both teams are applying early in the game.
And the second shot for Lizzie is a little short, but Caitlin Henn rips down a rebound and works it back into the right corner for Harley Burtzel. And then she had her pocket picked. Ball is loose, out of bounds, and we'll go back to Sydney. Let's talk a little bit about this pressure here from Unitigo. It's there, but they don't necessarily, they're not looking for any hard traps or anything. They're bringing it up. Now they do get Sirigliano trapped for a moment, but she's able to pass out of it. West tries a shot in the lane. It's blocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Sydney. We're about 2 minutes into the first quarter. The Mac girls tiebreaker game here. 4-3 our score. Sydney girls will get it on the baseline. They put it into Ava. She cannot get the right-handed layup, so Unitigo leading by a point gets the rebound. Lizzie in transition, right side of the floor, will pull it down. Unitigo pumping the brakes. Left side, Bailey McCoy. 20 on the shot clock. Unitigo leading 4-3. We're just underway here, about 2 minutes in. Long two here for Harley Burtzel in the right corner. No. And a rebound. She cleans the glass. That's Ava Sirigliano. Ava trying to go coast to coast. Finds Maya Paul in the corner. Her jumper's in and out. Ava, a rebound. Muscles it up. Misses that shot. And this time Lizzie Kraft comes away with it, but then travels.
Sirigliano took the ball for a big, went to the middle, brought it right up court. Love to see that. She punched it right out and started the offense.
Certainly not afraid to handle the ball in transition. 5:35 to go, first quarter. Sydney gets it in. Ava is able to kick it out, finds Michaela Bales. Her jumper is too strong, and a rebound on the floor, and Unitigo comes away with it. Sydney wanted contact there. They didn't get it. Madison Burtzel now finds Harley on a baseline drive. It's out of bounds. Actually went underneath the hoop and touched the backside of the stanchion. It's going back to Sydney. Unitigo leads 4-3 here with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Sydney breaks the press, gets across midcourt with Michaela Bales. Now to Ava Sirigliano. Feeds one far side. Pull-up jumper is good for Michaela Bales. And Sydney now leads 5-4 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. Again in the green with the white trim going right to left. Top of the key, Madison Burtzel. Patient over to Bailey McCoy for three. She hits it. And Bailey with 6 points, gives Unitigo a 7-5 lead, and now a steal by Bailey at midcourt. tough defense there, and they're able to steal it away out of the trap. Harley Burtzel in the right wing corner. Feeds one back to Madison Burtzel. Finding Bailey McCoy. Pump fakes. Feeds one far side. Now back to Bailey. Steps in, foot on the line for a long two. Left it short. It's going to roll out of bounds and stay with Unitigo. With 4:25 to go in the first quarter, it's 7-5. Unitigo on top. And two quick threes for Bailey McCoy. If I'm remembering correctly, she had a whale of a game here last year in the MAC championship for Unitigo. Very similar, where she was hitting from the outside. Stepping through, the jumper here for Lizzie Kraft won't go, and a rebound for Sydney. They're off to the races. They'll pull one down. Here's Ava Sirigliano. Thought about a three from deep, but didn't pull the trigger. Ava setting up the offense, finds Maya Paul down low. Now back to Ava at the top of the key. Works her way into the paint. Pull-up jumper is short, out of bounds, and going back to Unitigo. And it seems like this defense is frustrating Sydney.
It is. But the thing that I will say is both teams are playing real team basketball on offense. They're looking for the open shot, so this is going to be good.
Unitigo going to Harley Burtzel now on the left side with 3:50 to go in the first quarter. Back to Bailey. A three there is off the front of the rim. Rebound for Sydney, and then a foul on Unitigo with 3:45 to go in the first. 7-5 here for Unitigo over Sydney. And so the Sabres will bring it up, and this time they break the pressure easily. They go back to Bella West on the right side. Stolen away, though, by Bailey McCoy. She's been deadly at the top of the arc. And the breakaway layup is up and good for Bailey McCoy. And 8 early points here for Bailey.
That was a beautiful defensive play. She anticipated the passing lane, got the steal, and went for the layup.
Sydney back in transition. Another steal. Bailey McCoy got a piece of that, and Lizzie Kraft came away with it. Through transition, a score. Count the bucket for Lizzie, and she's going to the line.
She drove down on the break with a right-hand cross to the left, took contact, now has the opportunity for the three-point play. Beautiful move.
Timeout's going to be taken here by Sydney. Lizzie will be at the line when we come back. 3:15 to go, first quarter. It's Unitigo 11, Sydney 5 on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everyone. 11-5. The Unitigo girls are leading Sydney with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Out of the timeout, Lizzie Kraft is at the line for Unitigo and hits the foul shot to make it 12-5. The three-point play complete there for Lizzie. Back down the floor. This already feels like a big possession for Sydney, and another steal. Madison Burtzel back down the floor, blocked from behind. Good hustle there by Michaela Bales. It goes flying out of bounds. It will stay with Unitigo, though. Great hustle.
Excellent.
Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Unitigo will look to get it in, and they do to Lizzie Kraft. Pump fakes, finds Bailey McCoy on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for her. Just skims the side of the rim. Didn't quite have enough air underneath it. Rebound Sydney. Here's Ava Sirigliano. To the right side, feeding one back here for Isabella Conroy, who's back into the game, I should say, for the first time today. Feeds one for Ava, into the paint. Her jumper a little too strong, rebound for Unitigo, and they're crashing the boards hard. Pass ahead here for Harley Burtzel with 2:35 to go in the first. 12-5 our score, Unitigo girls leading. Into the corner, now for Bailey in front of the Sydney bench. Unitigo looking to swing, and they do, back to the far side. Sydney needs a stop here early in this game. A pass to the interior will be a pull-up jumper here for Lizzie Kraft. It's off the mark and no good. And a rebound is scooped up here by Sydney. Nayla Miley has checked into the game now for Sydney. Left side here for Michaela Bales. They go to Miley, three-point line extended. Inside now for Sirigliano. Far side Bales. Her jumper won't go. Maya Paul fighting for a rebound. Couldn't do it. And now a foul on Maya Paul as Caitlin Henn had that rebound.
You know, Nate, Coach Burtzel from Unitigo made a comment to me before the game. He said, I've never seen this team as loose coming over on the bus ride. And I'll tell you, they're playing like that. They're playing with no fear, up-tempo, where Sydney's playing very, very just tight.
Yeah, I would agree. Unitego looks very loose right now, and it shows in their play. Madison Britzel now on the right side of the floor. Had trouble catching that ball, but did hold on to it. They find Bailey McCoy left side. Now to Lizzie Kraft on the baseline. Zips one over. Harley Britzel, a three right side. In and out. Boy, it was halfway down. Wouldn't flush. And then out of bounds. It's going to go back to Sydney. With a minute and a half to go in the first, boy, that would have put Unitego up 10. That would have been huge. Great opening quarter so far for the Unitego Spartans. Sydney hasn't scored in a couple of minutes, and they need a bucket here late in this quarter. It's about 2.5 minutes ago when Bales was able to hit that long two. Sydney with the basketball. They go to Nayla Miley. Into the corner, Sirigliano. Ava dribbles through. That's a zip one far side for Bales. Now back out Conroy. Straightaway three. Left it short. And Lizzie Kraft another rebound. And the offense is just not coming naturally right now for Sydney.
No, and every time Sirigliano touches the ball, there's two or three people from Unitego around her. So.
Bailey McCoy, left side three, same spot, in and out. Boy, another good-looking shot for Bailey, but it just wouldn't go. Unitego still leads 12-5, 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back up to the top of the key. They'll reverse to Miley. They try to go inside for Ava. Up off the glass, short. Second chance for Ava, and she's fouled with 36 seconds to go first quarter. Boy, she's working hard, but she hasn't been rewarded yet.
Yeah, and they're just collapsing on her underneath.
And now going to the bench, Madison Burtzel. Avery James will check in. And Ava will be stepping to the line here with 36 seconds to go, first quarter. And the first shot is up and good here for Ava. So first points of the afternoon here for Sirigliano. Cuts it to 12-6. Second chance now for Ava. Second shot, I should say, won't go. Rebound, Avery James. James with an outlet pass finds Bailey McCoy, and she'll walk it up the floor with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Spartans with the ball. They go to James, far side McCoy to the interior here for Lizzie Kraft. Now back to Bailey. Zips one far side, Harley Burtzel. Baseline drive. Can't get the shot to go. Miley with a rebound. 12 seconds left. This could be huge for Sydney.
Sydney needs the bucket right here.
Conroy across midcourt. Goes to Bales. We're down to 5 seconds. They try to go down low. It's intercepted here by Lizzie Kraft. 2 seconds left, and they won't be able to get a shot off in time, and that'll do it. 12-6. Unitego on top of Sydney here in the Mac Girls tiebreaker game. Winner goes to the championship game next Saturday. We'll be back on CDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. We start the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic here this afternoon. The Mac Girls basketball tiebreaker game. And it is Unitego Girls leading Sydney 12-6 as we start the second quarter here at our neutral site today, which is Unadilla Valley High School. Unitego will work it in. Lizzie Kraft, pull-up jumper in the paint, partially blocked, and Sydney comes away. They're looking to run. Conroy, right side of the floor, finds Nayla Miley. Nayla will pass one back up to Conroy, left side. Now outside here for Michaela Bales. Trying to set it up on offense. They go to Ava in the corner. A three for her. In and out. Rebound. Maya Paul puts it up and it rolls in.
Beautiful rebound. That's exactly what they needed to cut the game to four.
Coach, as Unitigo brings it back down, what has Unitigo been doing against Ava to take her out of this game so far?
Every time Ava gets the ball down low, there's people just around her. They just collapse down on her.
Here's Avery James, tries to throw it to the interior, taken away by Sydney. Here's Sirigliano, left side of the floor, in traffic, wants to go all the way, kicks it out for Conroy, a long two there. No good, Maya Paul a rebound, her second chance won't go. Nayla Miley fighting for the rebound, out of bounds, back to Unitigo. Coach, Sydney's getting good looks here, but they will not fall so far.
Yeah, the shots are just rolling around the rim and falling out. So I think on some of their putback attempts, they've tried to put them up just a little too quickly, but that happens in a game like this.
Unitigo will walk it up the floor here with Bailey McCoy. And she sends one to the high post here for Lizzie Kraft. They get tied up. Sydney comes out of there with the ball. And we're going to have a traveling violation. And Unitigo's going to get it back. Boy, I couldn't tell who the travel was actually on. Possession had changed so quickly there. Ball's going to stay with Unitigo. 6:40 to go in the second quarter. And Unitigo leads 12-8. Despite it feeling like Unitigo's in control, Sydney's hanging around here. Lizzie Kraft with a baseline drive finds Bailey McCoy. Left side corner three, good for Bailey McCoy.
She's on fire this afternoon.
Three threes so far for Bailey. She's up to 11 points. 11 of Unitigo's 15 points, excuse me. They lead 15-8. Straight away three here for Sydney. For Bella West, it won't go. Rebound Sirigliano. Coming back to Conroy. Floats one over for Nayla Miley. Nayla's pocket was picked. And McCoy comes out of there with the ball. McCoy across midcourt. Tries to kick one back to Harley Burtzel. Now back up to Madison Burtzel. And to the left side here for McCoy. Into the corner for Harley Burtzel. They'll feed one far side here for Madison. To Lizzie Kraft. Great ball movement. They find Bailey at the top of the key. It died on the front of the rim. And then an over-the-back call here on Caitlin Henn. We'll take a 30-second break. 15-8 our score. Unitigo girls on top of Sydney midway through the second quarter on CDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back, 15-8 our score. Three ball here for Madison Burtzel on the right side as they just get it back in. No good. Rebound Caitlin Henn. Back out for Bailey McCoy, who has 11 points already of Unitigo's 15. McCoy feeding to the far side here for Harley Burtzel. And the ball movement continues to be crisp for Unitigo, but this one off the leg of Ava Sirigliano went out of bounds. Unitigo on the sideline, far side, will feed it in here for Madison Burtzel. Burtzel, left side now for Bailey McCoy. Into the corner for Harley Burtzel. 10 on the shot clock. They make an extra pass down low to Caitlin Henn from Lizzie Kraft, and they score.
That was a beautiful one.
Caitlin Henn is able to finish that off, makes it 17-8. Sydney trying to answer, and they do with Michaela Bales. A three from the left side, and it's good. And Bales has got 5 points. Makes it 17-11 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Lizzie Kraft in the left corner here. Every time it looks like Unitigo's going to pull away, Sydney's had an answer. They go to Harley on the left side. Unitigo working it around. Spartans with the ball. Back into the left corner here for Harley Burtzel. Her shot, no good, out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with Unitigo. Another good look there for Harley Burtzel, but she couldn't finish. 4:15 to go in the second quarter, 17-11 our score. Unitigo girls leading Sydney in the MAC tiebreaker game to decide the champion of Division I and who will move on to the MAC overall championship game next weekend back here at UV. They'll be playing Green, whoever wins here today. They go to Lizzie Kraft, left side corner. Little shimmy shake. She gets into the paint. It's stripped and taken away by Sydney. Good job by Bree Taylor to get on the floor for that basketball. Sydney goes to Michaela Bales. Again, a long two. It's a little short. Maya Paula rebound. Yes. Puts it up and in.
Sydney's hanging around, Nate.
17-13. They cut it back to a four-point game. They sure are, Coach, with 3.5 to go in the second quarter. They skip it back over to Bailey McCoy. A three. This one too strong. Rebound Sirigliano and a foul on Unitigo. And you can see a little bit on the glass that size that Sydney has is really helping.
Absolutely. But you can feel the momentum change in the last 3 minutes of this game.
Sydney trying to cut it back to a one-possession game here. They trail 17-13. 3:20 to go, second quarter. They find Maya Paul. Right corner jumper is too strong. But a rebound on the far side by Michaela Bales. They keep it alive. Sirigliano, pull-up jumper. Can't get the shot to go, but she's hammered and fouled near the left low block and will head to the line with 3:08 to go in the second quarter. Coach and I will have the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes. We'll break down this first half. As here is Sirigliano to the line. Her first shot, no good. And boy, those are going to count in a game like this today. Has Sydney changed anything in your eyes here, Coach, that has allowed them to get some better looks?
Yes, they're playing more aggressive both on the defensive side of the ball, and it's opening up things up on the offensive side of the ball.
Ava misses the second shot, but Bree Taylor is there for a rebound putback to make it a two-point game, 17-15. With 2:50 to go in the second quarter, so Sydney's clawed their way back in. Unitigo with the basketball, and they go to Madison Burtzel on the right side, looking for options, feeding one over to Harley Burtzel, 10 on the shot clock. And they'll feed one again here to Burtzel. Left side, spot up three for Harley. No, in and out. Boy, that hit the rim about four times and somehow did not go in. Sirigliano, left side, chest pass. Finding Bella West for three in the lead. No, it's a line drive, and it bounced too far. Rebound for Unitigo. 2:15 to go in the second quarter. It's 17-15. Unitigo still clinging to a two-point lead. They've had the lead the whole game and had it up to 15-8, but now it's 17-15. And a throwaway pass here by Harley Burtzel into the backcourt. Sydney chasing it, and it's an over-and-back call. And so Sydney's going to get the ball back here.
They've really amped up the defense. They're playing tenaciously on defense, unlike they were in the first quarter. It's brought them right back into this ball game.
Yeah, 2 minutes to go, second quarter. 17-15 our score. Sydney girls trailing by two here in the MAC tiebreaker game against Unitigo. Sydney with the ball. They go left side here for Michaela Bales. Bales will have it. Goes high post. Bree Taylor, good strong move, got stripped. But it goes to Ava Sirigliano, 15 on the shot clock. Sydney going left to right. Three in the corner here for Michaela Bales. No, rebound Sirigliano. Good strong move in the finish, and we're tied. Sirigliano makes it 17-17 with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter.
Out of the last seven rebound opportunities, Sydney has got six of those seven rebounds.
Boy, that says a lot right there. Good stats from Coach Komandarek here. Madison Burtzel, a three, in and out.
And another one.
The threes have kind of dried up for Unitigo. Bree Taylor with a big rebound. Over midcourt, here's Ava Sirigliano finding Michaela Bales. Back up top for Ava. To the right side here as Sydney goes left to right. Now to back to the left. Bales, long two. It's short. And the rebound for Gracie Tilt for Unitigo. And then a foul on Sydney. With 58 seconds to go in the second quarter, we're tied at 17. Nayla Miley back in. Bree Taylor to the bench. And Bree has been playing very good, gathering up some of those rebounds. 17 all with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Unitigo down the floor for Bailey McCoy. Feeding one far side. Madison Burtzel looking for options. They swing it around the world back to Harley Burtzel. High post. They try to go to Kraft. It's intercepted. Ava, a long pass ahead here for Bella West. And then a foul on Harley Burtzel. West is going to go to the line. Couldn't get the layup to go, but she will have a chance to shoot two here with 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Harley Burtzel picks up her second foul. A little bit of frustration foul, I would say, there as she was trying to track down Bella West. Bella to the line. Her first shot is good. Boy, got the shooter's touch there.
Absolutely.
Very balanced scoring here for Sydney. Bales with five, West with four, Sirigliano with three, Paul with four. Second shot rattles in and out here for Bella West. So Sydney leads 18-17 with about 30 seconds to go here before the halftime break. Burtzel feeds one for Avery James. Unitigo being patient here, and then they throw it away. Just as I said that, they try to skip pass across the defense, and it sailed out of bounds.
Nate, if I was in this position, there's 25 seconds on the clock, I'd hold for the last shot here and go up.
Let's see what Sydney decides to do. 20 seconds to go. And a steal right back by Avery James. She redeems herself. James looking for Madison Burtzel, but taken back by Bales. But as Bales took that ball, she stepped on the end line, so it's going to stay with Unitigo anyways. With 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Harley Burtzel coming back in. Will come in here for Avery James with 12.7 seconds left. 18-17 our score. Sydney girls leading by one. Unitigo with a chance to take the lead, and the shot there from Harley Burtzel, no. Rebound for Madison Burtzel. Far side, Bailey McCoy. A three for Bailey is short. Rebound underneath is tapped out to Sydney. They won't get a shot off, and that'll do it. 18-17 at the halftime break. Sydney claws back to take the lead. What are your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, a defensive game, and Nate, it's been a tale of two periods. If you think about it, Unitigo in the first quarter, they looked sharp. In the second, Sydney did not look good in that first quarter. In the second quarter, Sydney ramped up the defense. They started rebounding the ball really, really well, and Unitigo just moved the ball around the perimeter and was looking for threes on offense. They weren't playing as aggressive as they were in the first period.
Yeah, kudos to Sydney. I mean, you're down 7 or 8, I think, on two different occasions, and they didn't really seem to panic, and they get the one-point lead at the halftime break. So it is the game we were expecting to see. All right, we'll take a break. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up here when we return. 18-17, Sydney girls lead Unitigo at the break in the MAC tiebreaker game. For Pete Komenderek, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
9299.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. You can call Marabito at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. Our halftime score here live from Unadilla Valley. The MAC girls tiebreaker game here today. 18-17 our score. Sydney girls lead by a point at the break. Very balanced scoring for Sydney so far. Five for Michaela Bales, four for Bella West, four for Maya Paul, three for Ava Sirigliano, two for Bree Taylor. On the other side for Unitigo, the hot hand has been Bailey McCoy. 3 3-pointers. She has 11 points total, four for Lizzie Kraft, two for Caitlin Henn. So, Coach, what's our foul situation looking like here?
For Unitigo,
Harley
Burtzel has two, Henn has two, Maddie Burtzel has one, and Tice has one. For Sydney, Bree Taylor has two, Michaela Bales has one, and Maya Paul has one. Pretty clean game so far.
Yeah, nobody in a whole lot of foul trouble there, so that's good to see. Yeah, very clean game so far, which is good, especially with the level of defense that we've seen. Has that been the biggest takeaway for you in this first half?
Yeah, I mean, there's been only 35 points scored in the first half, 18-17 at half, a real defensive game. There's bodies flying all over the place. They're collapsing in the interior. in the first quarter, Unitigo really was in control of the game, and the momentum turned. And in the second quarter, Sydney just amped it up, and they looked in control. So it's a very, very well-played game. You just feel like in a game like this, the team that goes on the first run is going to have such an advantage because the score is it's such a low-scoring game. If a team can get up 8 points, 9 points, it may mean the difference in this one.
Yeah, that was what was surprising was Unitigo kind of did build up that lead. They had a 7 and an 8 point lead, and Sydney, kudos to them. They were able to chip it right back. It could have gotten away from Sydney pretty quickly there.
Absolutely, and they didn't let it in the second quarter. You could see them. They hit the board so much harder in the second quarter than in the first quarter. They made some nice steals, and they got themselves back into the game, and they're up 1.5.
I think what also helped is early in the game, Bailey McCoy was on fire there for Unitigo. She hits the two threes right off the bat, a little bit of a break there, and then she nails another one, and it was like, boy, it's going to be that kind of night. And then they kind of cooled off from the outside, so that certainly helped Sydney just get a little breathing room to try to chip away at it.
Yeah, I have a saying, you live and die by the outside shot, so some nights when you're on and you're unbeatable, but if you get in a cold stretch shooting from three, that makes a lot of difference, especially if you can't grab the board off the missed shot.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Both teams coming back out onto the floor here for a little warm-up before we start the second half. A good crowd here, good student section for both sides coming to this neutral floor here. And again, kudos to Unadilla Valley for hosting this tiebreaker game. It's not like they get anything for this. It's just they were nice enough as a community and a school to open their doors so we could have this on a neutral floor. And, of course, the championship game will be here next weekend as well, which will be great. So, all right, our score at the halftime break here in this MAC tiebreaker game, Sydney 18, Unitigo 17. The winner will head to the MAC championship next Saturday to take on the Green Trojans. For Pete Komenderek, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the second half here from Unadilla Valley in the MAC girls tiebreaker game. Sydney with an opening three here. It's short from Michaela Bales and a rebound for Unitigo's Lizzie Kraft. Sydney girls leading 18-17 as we start the third quarter. Unitigo now with the ball going left to right. They're in the green with the white trim. Bailey McCoy for three. It's off the mark, out of bounds. And it's going to Sydney. Sydney's in the white with the maroon trim. They'll get the ball back after that miss. And so Michaela Bales will hustle over to inbound the basketball here. And we're back underway. I think everybody in the gym during halftime kind of felt like it was on pins and needles here in a one-point game. Still anybody's ball game. Bella West with a pull-up jumper in the purple paint. No, but the rebound is up and good. Coach, did you see, was that Nayla Miley, 44?
It was. Yep.
Okay, so Miley, we were screened there by the official. Nayla puts it up and in, so Sydney leads 20-17. Jumper, a long two for Harley Wurzel, and she hits it. Big bucket there for Unitigo from the right wing. Makes it 20-19. 6:55 to go in this third quarter. Here's Ava Sirigliano. Only 3 points in the first half, but just did so much all over the floor. Maya Paul steps in. Foul line. Her shot, no. Rebound, Sirigliano. Ball was stripped out of there, and Unitigo will come away with it with 6:40 to go here in the third in a one-point game, 20-19. Sydney on top by one. Here's Lizzie Kraft floating one over to Bailey McCoy. McCoy to the far side looking for Lizzie Kraft. They go down low for Caitlin Henn, and she's fouled by Nayla Miley. 6:25 to go in the third. Miley picks up her first foul. Gracie Tilt to the bench, and Madison Wurzel checks back in. And so both teams going back to kind of their horses that they usually start with. Madison Wurzel, a straightaway three is good for Madison Wurzel. Her first points of the game puts Unitigo back on top, 22-20.
This game feels like it's opening up offensively.
Yeah, it really does. Wurzel right off the bench is able to hit that shot. Maya Paul, right corner, no. Sirigliano, a rebound, yes. She's there to clean up the mess. Had a mismatch and put it in. Five for Sirigliano now. We're tied up at 22 apiece with 5:50 to go, third quarter. Unitigo with the basketball. Bailey McCoy, a three, no. Hit the front of the rim, went sky high. Rebound, Lizzie Kraft. Shot was blocked and taken away here by Ava Sirigliano. Ava, right side, finds Bella West, a three of her own. The bank is closed here for Bella. Rebound, Lizzie Kraft. And moving it forward. Ahead now for Harley Wurzel. Her jumper hit the rim, no. Short, another rebound for Sirigliano. She is just cleaning them up here. Sirigliano ahead, Bella West. Tries a bounce pass through traffic. It hit off of a leg, and they're going to say it's going back to Unitigo. With 5:15 to go in the third, we're still tied at 22. It does feel like the pace is starting to pick up, too.
Absolutely.
Here, Coach. Right side of the floor here for Lizzie Kraft. Finds Bailey McCoy as Unitigo goes left to right. McCoy to Maddie Wurzel. Now to Lizzie Kraft. Steps back. A three. Oh, halfway down. Popped free. Kind of a sidewinder. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound McCoy. Unitigo keeps it alive. McCoy wants a three left side. That's short. Maya Paul had the rebound but lost control, and Unitigo gets it back. They'll get a third chance on this possession. Kraft splits two defenders, tries to dump it off for Henn. It's out of bounds and going to Unitigo. Or excuse me, back to Sydney, I should say.
They had multiple opportunities to convert there, just couldn't do it.
And some of the smaller guards picking up those rebounds. That was big. Oh, it is going to stay with Unitigo. Okay. My mistake there. Officials got together, talked it over. It'll stay with Unitigo. So they'll get a fourth time on this possession down the floor. Fourth trip. Madison Wurzel finding Lizzie Kraft. 10 on the shot clock. They try to go far side. Harley into the corner. Bailey McCoy, three. Yes. Four threes for Bailey.
Beautiful ball movement. Four passes around the perimeter. And they found McCoy.
14 points for Bailey McCoy. And it's 25-22. Unitigo takes a three-point lead. And now ball out of bounds. It's going to stay with Sydney. They got trapped on the right wing side down in the corner. It'll stay with the Sabres. Coming up on 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 25-22. Unitigo up by three. Sydney works it in. They go to Bella West. She fires. And off the back of the rim. Boy, it looked good. McCoy with a rebound in the land of the trees. McCoy, home run pass ahead. Harley Wurzel hits the shot, and she fouled. Harley Wurzel's going to head to the line and try for the old-fashioned three-point play. How did she finish there as she got nailed going up for that layup?
I don't know. She was up in the air off both feet and just she got hit. And wait a minute.
Oh.
We might have an overturn here.
Wow. They overturn it. They say it was offensive. Coach Pierce walked out onto the floor. He was yelling that the other official had called an offensive foul. And they were able to overturn that call. So the points are going to come off the board here. 3:55 to go here in the third. Yeah, that keeps it 25-22. They take those 2 points off the board. Wow, 25-22 with 3:50 to go here in the third. And a lot of Unitego fans not happy with that. That could be a huge swing here. Pass to the interior is tipped out of bounds and going back to Unitego. So Sidney throws that possession away. Coach Pierce has had enough. He's going to bring in Bella Conroy and sit down Bella West. He wants to talk with her. Every possession counts. I think that's probably what he's saying. We just threw that one away. 3:40 to go here in the third. 25-22. And Unitego then throws it away right back. Srigliano steals it, takes it down the floor, and we got an offensive. Going back the other way. They're going to say Ava pushed off with a shove as she went to the hoop. And Unitego gets it back, and now the Sidney fans are irate. Oh, boy, here we go. It's heating up.
I don't know if that was a makeup call.
3:20 to go in the third. It's still a three-point game. Unitego leading 25-22 in a low-scoring battle here on a neutral floor at Unadilla Valley. Here's Lizzie McCoy. Takes it inside and finishes it. Lizzie Kraft, I should say. She's got six.
Beautiful move to the baseline. She swung out with her left feet for the layup.
We've been saying Bailey all day and not so much Lizzie. Got my last names mixed up. Lizzie's able to finish that one. And then a rebound here by Bree Taylor off a miss from Nayla Miley. And that's a big bucket for Sidney. Cuts it back to 27-24. 2:50 to go here, third quarter. Coach Pierce yelling that Sidney needs a stop. Can Unitego stay hot on offense? Here's McCoy, right side, finding Lizzie down low, and she's fouled. On the left low block with 2:38 to go. Third quarter, I should say.
Fouls on Srigliano, that'll be her second.
So Srigliano with two. Bree Taylor with two for Sidney. On the other side, Caitlin Henn with two and Harley Burtzel with two for Unitego. And so Lizzie at the line. Her first stop shot won't go. Still a 27-24 ball game with 2:38 to go in the third. And the officials over here at the scores table just making sure everything is okay up on the scoreboard. Been a heck of a game here. Low scoring, defensive battle. In this MAC tiebreaker game, winner will go to the MAC championship next Saturday back here at UV, and they'll take on Green. And so the officials appear to be happy with everything now. Lizzie at the line. Her shot is good. Lizzie with 7 points. Coach Z wants to take a timeout for Unitego. Unitego girls lead 28-24. 2:38 to go in the third. We'll be back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Masonville. A proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. I'm Nate Lowe, joined by Pete Komenderich. We are your broadcast team here on WCDO today for this MAC Girls tiebreaker game. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sidney at the WCDO studios on Main Street. And our score is Unitego 28, Sidney 24, with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Sidney with the basketball, going right to left. Conroy for three. Yes! The eighth grader, Bella Conroy, with a dagger there, and it's 28-27. Sidney's right back in it. 2:20 to go in the third. Here is Lizzie Kraft, far side McCoy, right in front of the Unitigo student section. Unitigo going left to right. They go to McCoy. Steps in to the corner now for Ivy Tice. Back out to McCoy. Good ball movement. Shot clock's at 10. They go to Kraft. Bounce pass into the corner. Now back out for Kraft. 5 on the shot clock. She's going to have to force. They get it to the foul line. Back out McCoy for 3 in and out. And a rebound, Bree Taylor. Here comes Sydney looking for the lead. With 1:50 to go in this third quarter. Boy, this is an exciting one. Left side now into the corner for Nayla Miley. Back up Conroy, looking for options. Into the corner again for Bales. Back out Conroy. Good little give and go. They find Bales in the corner for 3. Yes! Michaela Bales from downtown. She's got 8, and Sydney retakes the lead 30-28.
Back-to-back threes from Sydney.
A heavyweight fight between these two, back and forth, trading blows. 1:20 to go in the third. And Sydney retakes the lead 30-28. Unitigo with the basketball. Shot clock is down to 10. McCoy, a 3 of her own, just off the right side of the rim. Bella Conroy, a rebound, then she threw it away, and we'll have a jump ball. Ava was just able to get her hands in there to save the jump ball instead of a steal, but the arrow will keep it here with Unitigo. Michaela Bales getting a quick break, and she gets a nice cheer from the Sydney crowd after hitting that 3. Unitigo works it in. Harley Bertzel, a long 2, and she's got it. Bertzel now with 4 points. And we're tied at 30 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Bella West finds Bella Conroy. Left corner here for Nayla Miley on the baseline. Working one back out for Conroy. Down inside here for Nayla Miley on the right low block, and we got a foul. For a foul on Lizzie Kraft. 42 seconds to go here, third quarter. Sydney will have the ball. How many is that on Lizzie? Just 1. Okay. Ball tapped out of bounds again. We'll stay with Sydney. Yeah, none of the big players are really in any foul trouble here. Sirigliano does have 2 for Sydney, though. Sabres look to get it in. They find Ava underneath, muscles it up, and it's fouled. With 38 seconds left here, third quarter, Ava Sirigliano to the line. Ava with only 5 points, but we'll have to get some rebounding stats. She's got to be into double digits on the rebounds. She's been tremendous. 38 seconds left here, third quarter. They're going to check the number here on the foul. 30-30 is our score. And we'll see what they put up on the board here for the foul. They're going to give it to Lizzie. Wow, her second. That's tough. And Ava's first shot at the line is good, putting Sydney back in control. So that's 2, again, 2 fouls on Lizzie Kraft, the star for Unitigo. Ava, second shot, good. 7 points now for Ava. And Sydney leads 32-30 with 35 seconds left, third quarter. Harley Bertzel into the corner for Tice. 30 seconds left. They go inside here for Lizzie Kraft. Back to Harley Bertzel. Steps in for a 2. Left it short. Kraft the rebound. Muscles it up and a foul on Ava Sirigliano.
That's number 3 on Ava.
3 fouls on Ava now, late in the third quarter. That's tough. Maya Paul comes in for Ava. Avery James checks in for Harley Bertzel. Both sides there getting some new bodies on with the substitution. 21 seconds left, third quarter. It's 32-30. Sydney on top by 2. Kraft at the line, nails the first. Kraft has got 8, makes it 32-31. Second shot coming here for Lizzie at the line is good. So Kraft has got 9, and we're tied at 32 apiece with 20 seconds left. Third quarter. Mac girls tiebreaker game here. Winner goes to the league championship. Steal by Lizzie Kraft. Kraft, left side, wants to try to take it coast to coast, and oh, it rolls off the front of the rim. 6 seconds left. Here's Bella West. Late third quarter. West with a running jumper. No good. Rebound. Also no good. 32 all. 3 quarters in the books. 8 minutes left to see who's going to the championship game. Don't turn that dial, folks. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. 32-32, Sydney Girls and Unitigo here in the MAC tiebreaker game. Nate Lull, Pete Komenderic. Coach, 8 minutes left. What do you think?
If both of these teams played each other 10 times, the record would be 5-5. It's just they have just about the same amount of ability, and it's a great game.
Excellent game. Somebody's going to be a hero down the stretch. We're going to find out in the next 8 minutes of regulation play. Sabres with the ball. They try to go inside for Nayla Miley, and it's punched out of bounds. As my wife always says, 8 minutes left, that means it's going to be, what, half an hour or so? So we'll see how long this fourth quarter takes. I think it's going to be a tight one. Sydney will look to get it in, and they do to Bella West. Straight away, three. Yes! Bella West from downtown, and she's got 7 points. Makes it 35-32. Sydney girls on top. What a dagger. Caught the inbounds and then shoveled it in. Back the other way for Unitigo. Lizzie Kraft on a great pass from Harley Bertzel, and they finish. 11 now for Lizzie. Makes it 35-34. Sydney ahead by a point, and then a kick on the far side by Harley Bertzel. And the ball out of bounds.
Lizzie Kraft really has some good big man skills underneath. She knows what to go to the open slot. That's very difficult to teach, but boy, she understands the game.
Sydney with the ball. They go to the right side. Now for Michaela Bales. And we'll have a whistle. Foul going to be, I believe, here on Unitigo. 7:15 to go here, fourth quarter. I didn't see what happened there. Coach, did you?
No, I didn't. I thought it was a kick.
Thought it was a kick as well. Maybe it was. They haven't put a foul up on the board. They made a signal over here towards us. We're at the scores table. Like it was a foul, but nothing goes up on the board. So we'll have to assume it was a kick. Sydney holds on to possession. Now we got another jump ball. And the arrow's going to give it back to Unitigo. So sorry we don't know more about that little stanza there. But with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, 35-34 our score. Now they got a little issue with the shot clock here, so they're fixing it up. They got it all good here, I believe. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter, in a one-point game. With Sydney on top by a point, 35-34, thanks to that last three by Bella West. And here is Unitigo with the ball. They go to Bailey McCoy, left side. She's got a game-high 14. Looking to add to it here. A left side three for Bailey is good. Five threes for Bailey McCoy and 17 points. Makes it 37-35. Unitigo on top, and a senior is showing up to play here for Unitigo.
Two lead changes in the first minute and a half of the fourth.
Hey, let's keep track of that stat. A miss here by Sydney and a rebound for Unitigo. Caitlin Henn grabs that ball on the rebound. McCoy goes to Madison Bertzel. Unitigo trying to be patient here with 6:15 to go in the fourth. In a 37-35 game. Kraft along the baseline is able to steamroll over her defender and then hand it off to Caitlin Henn, who finishes. Sydney fans wanted a foul, but they won't get it there, and it's 39-35. Henn with the bucket. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter. Now Sydney finds themselves down four. We got a jump ball at the foul line as Ava Sirigliano caught that ball. Arrow keeps it here with the Sabres. Boy, Bree Taylor took a tough hit there. She's still trying to shake it off. Bella West, her three in the corner here off the inbounds play. Gets swatted down. Ball is loose. It's going to roll out of bounds and I believe stay with Sydney. Yeah, it'll stay with Sydney here. As Harley Burtzel was trying to save it, foot was on the line.
Great hustle there by Bree Taylor, boy. She hit the deck and went into a scrum to get that.
Taylor looks to get it into Sirigliano. They couldn't get a clean pass, and then it's stolen back by Unitigo. Bailey McCoy was Johnny on the spot with 5:35 to go. Unitigo leading 39-35. And now we got a double dribble here on Unitigo, giving it back to Sydney. And can the Sabres take advantage here with 5.5 to go in the fourth? 39-35 ball game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Pete Komenderic. We're glad to have you along here or on WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Here's Nayla Miley at the high post. Again, it's taken away by Bailey McCoy with the steal. Bailey will look to bring it up the floor. Going left to right, Unitigo is in the green with the white trim. To Harley Burtzel. Now to Madison, far side corner. Lizzie Kraft, again, Unitigo being very patient. They wheel it back around right side for Caitlin Henn in the interior. Shot clock at 10. Bailey, another three. Is it there? No, this one is short. It's an air ball. Might have gotten tipped. Rebound for Sirigliano for Sydney. Ava ahead now for Bella West, and they just get it over the line with 4:50 to go here in the fourth. Sydney girls trailing 39-35. Little give and go there. Stripped out of the hands of Bella West. Went off her leg, out of bounds, and going back to Unitigo. What looked like a surefire layup there turns into a disaster, and Unitigo gets it back. Coming up on 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. Timeout's going to be taken here by Coach Z of Unitigo. They lead 39-35, 4.5 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Nate Lull, Coach Pete Komenderic with you here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney on Main Street at the WCDO studios. Let's set the scene for you. Unitigo leads 39-35 here over Sydney, the Mac girls tiebreaker game, winner to the championship next Saturday against Green, the winner of Division II. This is the Division I tiebreaker. Lizzie Kraft to the left elbow. Got stuck in traffic. Has to hand one off here for Harley Burtzel. Burtzel got her pocket picked, but it went to Bailey McCoy. In traffic, feeds one out long to Madison Burtzel. Yes. Madison Burtzel with the jumper. She's got 5 points, makes it 41-35. With 4:10 to go in the fourth, a six-point lead now for Unitigo.
Unitigo on a 9-3 run right now, Nate.
Huge. They go to the high post. Michaela Bales, bounce pass, far side Maya Paul. She steps in, her shot was short. Bree Taylor a rebound. She saved it, goes back to Bella West. Her second shot won't go. Rebound Harley Burtzel. Two good looks for Sydney, they can't cash it in. Spartans back up the floor. Going left to right. They want to take their time here with 3:35 to go in the fourth. Madison Burtzel looking for options. We'll feed one back to Harley with 3.5 to go now. Chance of defense from the Sydney student section. A long two for Harley Burtzel. The bank is open for Harley. She puts it in. 6 points now for Harley. And Unitigo makes it 43-35 with 3:20 left. Timeout Sydney and we'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, Nate Lowell and Pete Komenderic back once again. 3:20 to go, fourth quarter, and it's 43-35. Unitego girls with one of their biggest leads of the afternoon. This game was tied going into the fourth quarter. Here's Ava Sirigliano, a three left side. Out of the timeout, it won't go. That would have been big, but a rebound here for Unitego. Bailey McCoy in the backcourt. Finding Lizzie Kraft. And Unitego can take their time now with 3 minutes left. And one of the most comfortable leads they've had this afternoon.
And they're really using the clock on offense. They're slowing it down.
Lizzie tries to step through traffic, and it was taken away by Bree Taylor. And Lizzie got popped in the mouth there. I think she's okay. But back down the floor, and Sydney will throw it out of bounds. They tried to go to Bales in the corner, and it went through her hands and out of play. Boy, tough break there for the Sabres.
Sydney going into full court press right now.
Sydney's got to start pulling out all the stops to try to cut this lead down as they trail 43-35. Lizzie Kraft will get it across midcourt, and they'll pull it up. Coach Pierce is yelling to his girls to try to get up and play tight defense. They got to try to get a steal or a foul. McCoy takes it into the teeth of the defense, misses the shot. Here's Ava in transition, feeding one back out. Bella West, two is good for Bella West. Had her foot on the line. So Bella West scores. She's got nine. Timeout Sydney, 2:15 left. It's 43-37. We'll step away for 30. Unitego girls on top of the MAC tiebreaker on CDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
2:15 to go, fourth quarter, 43-37. Unitego girls leading Sydney. And we got a foul as Unitego tried to get it in against the full court pressure here of the Sydney Sabres. Coach, what can Sydney do here to try to slice this lead?
I think they're doing the right thing. You get in the full court press. You have to be all over the floor here, and you have to go for every 50-50 ball.
Spartans have it. They get it across midcourt with Harley Bertzel. She goes to Bailey McCoy. Unitego again content to try to eat some clock. Bertzel at the top of the key. Gets into the paint. Feeds one far side. Caitlin Henn. Sydney desperate for a stop now with a 1:50 to go. 10 on the shot clock. Now down to 5. Inside for Bailey McCoy. Hits the shot and is fouled. A circus shot by Bailey McCoy. She somehow scores and will head to the line.
And that'll be 4 on Sirigliano.
19 points for Bailey McCoy. Looking for 20 here at the line. And it's off the mark, but a rebound Sirigliano. So it's 45-37. Sydney girls trailing Unitego here with coming up on a minute and a half to go. Ava through traffic, cannot get the shot off. And Unitego's got it. McCoy ahead for Harley Bertzel. And they'll get to midcourt. Bertzel gets over the line and is fouled at midcourt with 1:25 left. And again, Unitego leading 45-37, trying to punch their tickets to the championship game against Green next Saturday. Unitego coaching staff trying to let their girls know where to go here. They set up on this inbounds play. They get it into Madison Burton. Now back to Bailey McCoy. Into her safe hands. She'll fire a three. Bailey, no. On that shot, and a rebound for Sydney. I don't think they needed it. Back down the floor here. Sydney down to their last few opportunities. They go to Nayla Miley. A baseline drive here, and she's fouled with 1:05 left. That's going to be three fouls on Lizzie Kraft. So that's three on Lizzie and four on Ava for Sydney. Foul situation here is three for Sydney up on the board and one for Unitego. It's their first foul of the quarter. So Nayla Miley will head to the line. They're going to say that was a shooting foul. So Nayla's first shot is good.
Cuts it to seven.
Still doable. Sydney needs some magic here, but could they do it? Another big foul shot coming here, and she hits it. Nayla with 4 points. Timeout here for Sydney. 1:05 to go. It's 45-39. Unitego girls on top of Sydney. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Nate Lull, Pete Komandarek with you back here at Unadilla Valley. They are the gracious hosts here for this MAC tiebreaker game. 1:05 left. Unitego girls lead 45-39 over Sydney. What's the plan for Sydney, Coach?
You go up-tempo. You go for every steal. You can waste a foul here. You got to get the ball back.
1:05 left. It's 45-39. And Unitego will look to get it in. Here's Bailey McCoy in for Lizzie Kraft. Kraft up the left side of the floor, and we got a foul. They tried to go for the steal. Lizzie gets there first. She's fouled. Only 2 seconds come off the clock. That's four fouls now on Sydney as a team. And only one on Unitego up on the big board. So Unitego will look to get it in. They go to Lizzie near midcourt, and she's fouled there. So 1 minute left. And this is going to send Lizzie Kraft to the line. That's the fifth team foul. So Unitego will be shooting the rest of the way. Second personal there on Michaela Bales. Lizzie, a pretty good foul shooter, to the line. This is the first. Broadcaster's jinx right there. Sorry to all you Unitego fans. Second shot coming here for Lizzie. And she's able to hit that one. So Kraft is up to 12. And it's 46-39. We're under a minute to go. 55 seconds left. They go to Nayla Miley. Down low. Pull-up jumper for Nayla. Hits off the side of the backboard. A rebound for Unitego. And McCoy is immediately fouled. And things have just unraveled a little bit here for Sydney, Coach, in the second half. And Unitego has hit some big shots.
You know what I noticed, Nate? Unitego has outscored them 14-7 in this quarter. Ava Sirigliano has not scored. They have just put two, three bodies on her every possession.
Bailey McCoy at the line, missing the first shot. Second one coming. And she hits. And McCoy is up to 20 points. Makes it 47-39 with 45 seconds left. Sydney's got it. Top of the key. Ava, pull-up jumper off the side of the rim. No good. And another foul here. And Lizzie Kraft will head back to the line with 36 seconds left. And if this holds, our championship game could be Unitego and Green. And you would feel for Ava Sirigliano, her senior year here in a Sydney uniform, to get it down to this tiebreaker game. Just unable to get it done here this afternoon, unfortunately, for Ava.
She's such a good player.
Great player. Lizzie hits from the line. She's got 13. If this holds, it would also be a rematch of last year's MAC championship game. 14 now for Lizzie, makes it 49-39. Unity go ahead, 49-39. They try to go to the high post. It's taken away. A steal by Unitigo, and this should do it as Harley Wurzel is fouled at midcourt with 23 seconds left. A great championship game last year where Unitigo was ice cold in the first half. Green had a lead, and then Unitigo made a big comeback in the second half of that game to earn the victory.
What do you think Green's thinking right now? A little rematch from last year?
I think a lot of that Green team, they're young, and they'd love to get another chance here at Unitigo. And, of course, the Spartans will have a chance to protect their title, try to go back-to-back. As the first one at the line is good here for Wurzel. She's got seven. Second one coming now for Harley Wurzel is no good, but a rebound to Rigliano. It's 50-39 with 20 seconds left. Ava's going to stop and feed one into the corner for Conroy. A long two is good for Bella Conroy.
She's going to be a nice player. She's an eighth grader.
Yeah, eighth grader.
Has a beautiful shot from the perimeter.
Foul on Sydney here. So Bailey McCoy's going to come down and take a couple more foul shots with 15 seconds left. And this senior class for Sydney, or for Unitigo, I should say, has to feel good. Unitigo was left for dead middle of December. That little losing streak we talked about during the pregame shows. McCoy misses the first foul shot here.
Yeah, they battled back from a four-game losing streak, and they've been on a tear since then.
They really have. They've stepped it up, and McCoy can't get the second shot to go either. But I don't think it'll matter with 12 seconds left. They're up nine. Ava down the floor, forcing up a shot. That won't go. Rebound is loose on the floor, scooped up here by Bree Taylor. Her shot won't go. Lizzie Kraft with a rebound, and that's going to do it. 50-41. The Unitigo girls are going back to the MAC championship game. They are the champs of Division I. Somehow, they come back from that early season, a little lull in the action, I guess you could say, and they will take on Green in the MAC championship game. 50-41 is our final. Unitigo girls defeat Sydney. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team. You have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. One last time inside the gym here at Unadilla Valley, which will be the site of next weekend's MAC championship game, which will now be Unitigo girls taking on Green, as Unitigo wins the MAC Division I tiebreaker game 50-41 here today at Unadilla Valley. Just a tie game going into the fourth quarter. What did Unitigo do to separate themselves here down the stretch?
They really stepped it up on defense. They were patient with the ball. Earlier in the game, you could tell in the second quarter, they put up a lot of threes where they were off balance. Their shot selection wasn't there, but they got to all the 50-50 balls. They played tremendous defense. They clamped down on Sirigliano, and you could tell this team is a team with a lot of seniority because they moved the ball well. They were really patient down the stretch. They didn't get nervous or anything. So,
yeah, it's a team that looks like they've been here before, you know, and they've played on this floor. They've had big games on this floor. And the senior leadership of someone like Bailey McCoy, 20 points, 5 3-pointers. She did the exact same thing in the MAC championship game last year. It was like, oh, I've been here before. Let's do it again.
She had 40% of their offense
today. Yeah, she was huge. And not to put a whole lot out there, but, you know, Bailey has not felt herself, I guess is the best way I can describe it, this season. She's had some injury issues, some health issues, right? So to see her step up today, 20 points, you just got to feel good for a kid like that that's been battling all year. She finds a way to get it done.
Absolutely. She had a really great game. And the thing, if I'm Coach Pierce, nothing to be ashamed of. There were so many lead changes in this game, and you don't know, these two teams could hook up in sectionals again.
Well, we actually won't see that this year.
Oh.
Because Sydney has bumped to B.
I did not know that.
So Sydney, with the new state numbers, I mean, traditionally, yes, we would perhaps see this in sectionals, but with the new state numbers, Sydney will be in B, and Unitigo will be in C for the sectional tournament. So
okay.
I think for Sydney, that's going to be a whole new world, and they went out and played a bunch of the forks and the valleys this year to try to prepare for that, and so they'll still have a bright part of their season ahead, too. So.
Yeah, as Bobby Z said, there's a lot of parity in that Class C.
Oh, C is going to be great when you talk about the IAC teams. Moravia looking very good again. Watkins Glen is looking tremendous. I think they are going to be probably the number one seed. Green's going to be, I believe if my math is right, they might be locked into a two seed. Moravia, Union Springs, and then you throw in the Delhis and the Unitigos. It's going to be a war out there, for
sure. That'd be great.
All right, let's get into our scoring summary here. First for visiting Unitigo, 20 points. Well, I guess both teams are visiting here today, but 20 points for Unitigo for Bailey McCoy. That's the game high. 14 here for Lizzie Kraft, then followed by 7 for Harley Bertzel, 5 for Madison Bertzel, 4 for Caitlin Henn. On the other side for Sydney, very balanced. 9 for Bella West, 8 for Michaela Bales, 7 for Ava Sirigliano, 5 for Bella Conroy, 4 apiece for Maya Paul, and 4 Nayla Miley. All right, let's get into the three awards here. Coach, what do you think? Let's do the Outstanding Offense Award first. Brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. We wanted to go with Bailey McCoy. Those 20 points here tonight, she was tremendous, especially the 5 threes.
Yeah, when you have 5 threes, it just puts your team in a good position. She was hot early in the game. Had 40% of her offense. She deserves the award.
Yeah. Definitely agree there. So let's move on to the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Of course, brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. We decided to go here with Bella West from Sydney. Sometimes our defense award turns into an extra award for something else, but I thought Bella was tremendous. Team high 9 points here today for Bella. Hit some big shots, but overall she was just great all around.
Yeah, in the second quarter she made some big plays to get Sydney back in the ball game. She hit some threes when they were in the lead also, but she really worked hard on defense. So,
yeah, she was great. And finally tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We decided to go with Lizzie Kraft, 14, had to have a double-double with those rebounds. Tremendous inside anytime they need her.
Yeah, both her and Ava Sirigliano, you got to take your hats off to both of these girls. Just watching them play, they have so many skills underneath. that a lot of players don't have. I'll tell you, Lizzie, she banged. She played tremendous defense to seal down the interior. She may need an ice bath tonight after this
game.
Yeah,
it was definitely a physical war on the inside for both sides. So that's going to wrap up our three awards. And make sure you keep it tuned to WCDO Sports this week. We'll be letting you know what games we're going to be doing next week. We still got to figure out what MAC Boys semifinal game we want to do. And then next Saturday, we'll be here for all four games, the two Tri-Valley games and the two MAC games. I believe the times are 1, 3, 5, and 7. We'll be putting out that this week, so this is going to be fun.
It'll be an exciting weekend of basketball.
Yes, and we'll all be back here at UV. So if you're anywhere in the area, there's plenty of parking. They have great food here. Stop over and watch some great basketball next week. So, all right, a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. He's our in-game producer and coach. Thanks for joining me again.
Nate, it's always an honor to do a game with you, and I look forward to it all week when I get the call.
Well, I appreciate it. And so our MAC tiebreaker game for Division I is complete. Unitico defeats Sydney 50-41, a whale of a ball game that really came right down to the last couple of minutes. So we'll see you again this week. Have a great rest of your weekend and enjoy the big game. You know what I'm talking about. Tomorrow on Sunday, that football, little football game they got going on. So enjoy that, and we'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.